HTML comments and clean indentation are two fundamental practices in writing high-quality HTML code. Although they may seem secondary compared to semantic structuring or title hierarchy, they are essential for any professional developer working on real projects, especially within a team. After mastering semantic tags, area landmarks, and heading levels, it is now time to learn how to write code that is not only correct, but also readable, maintainable, and well documented. What is an HTML comment? An HTML comment is a piece of text inserted directly into the source code of an HTML file that is completely ignored by the browser. It is never displayed to the end user on the web page. Comments are only visible to developers who open and read the source code. The syntax for an HTML comment is as follows. Less than, this is an HTML comment, greater than. Everything placed between less than and greater than is treated as a comment. This can be a single word, a full sentence, a block of code, or even multiple lines. Here is a multi-line comment example. Less than. This section contains the main navigation menu. It includes links to the home page, blog, and contact page, dash greater than. The browser reads this and skips it entirely. It has no effect on the visual rendering of the page or on the behavior of the application. Why use comments in HTML? Comments serve several important purposes in a professional development context. Explaining the purpose of a section or a block of code, when you write a complex structure, a short comment above it can explain what it does. For example, before a large article block, you can write less than, start a featured article, greater than to help anyone reading the code understand its role immediately. Marking the end of long or complex blocks, in long HTML files, it can be difficult to track where a section ends. A closing comment like less than, end of main navigation, greater than placed just after a closing tag helps maintain clarity. Temporarily disabling code without deleting it. During development or debugging, you may want to hide a piece of HTML without removing it permanently. Wrapping it in a comment achieves this. For example, less than. A side class equals sidebar greater than. P greater than advertisement block slash P. Slash aside. Dash greater than. This entire block will not be rendered by the browser but remains in the file for later use. Communicating with teammates, in collaborative projects, comments serve as notes for other developers. You can indicate a known issue, a temporary solution, or an area that needs revision. Organizing sections in large files, in a long HTML document, separating logical blocks with labeled comments makes navigation easier, especially when using a code editor that does not have advanced folding capabilities. What you should avoid with comments. Although comments are useful, some bad practices must be avoided. Do not leave commented out code indefinitely in production files. If a block of code is no longer needed, it should be deleted, not commented out. Leaving dead code clutters the file and confuses future readers. Do not use comments to explain things that the code should make self-explanatory through good semantic choices. For example, if you correctly use a nav tag, you do not need to add a comment saying less than, this is the navigation, greater than the semantic tag already communicates this. Do not include sensitive information in comments. Comments are visible to anyone who inspects the source code of a web page in their browser. Never write passwords, private API keys, or confidential notes in HTML comments. Avoid excessive or redundant comments that add noise without adding value. A comment should answer the question why or what when it is not immediately obvious from the code itself. What is indentation in HTML? Indentation refers to the practice of adding horizontal spacing, usually using spaces or tabs, at the beginning of lines to visually represent the hierarchical structure of HTML elements. Indentation does not affect how the browser renders the page, but it has a major impact on code readability. In HTML, elements are nested inside one another. For example, a all element contains several li elements, which may themselves contain elements. Without indentation, all of this would appear as a flat wall of text, extremely difficult to read and debug. Here is an example of code without indentation. Nav-olia-href equals greater than home slash a slash lilia-href equals slash blog greater than blog slash a slash lilia-href equals slash contact greater than contact slash a slash li slash all slash nav. And here is the same code with clean indentation. Nav-olia-href equals greater than home slash a slash li. Lilia-href equals slash blog greater than blog slash a slash li. Lilia-href equals slash contact greater than contact slash a slash li. Slash all. Slash nav. The second version makes it immediately clear that the all is inside the nav, and that each li is a direct child of the all. This visual hierarchy mirrors the actual structural hierarchy of the document. The rules of clean indentation. There are a few clear conventions to follow for consistent and professional indentation. Each child element should be indented one level deeper than its parent. One level of indentation typically equals two spaces, though some teams use four spaces or a tab character. The important thing is to be consistent throughout the entire file. Opening and closing tags of block-level elements should be aligned vertically when the element contains children. For example, section H2 greater than latest article slash H2 greater than article H3 greater than article title slash H3 greater than P greater than article introduction text less than slash P slash article slash section. Here, section and slash section are at the same indentation level, and everything inside is indented one level deeper. The article and slash article are at the same level as H2 greater than a content inside article is indented one more level. Inline elements such as a strong, M, or span placed inside a paragraph do not usually need to be placed on separate lines. They can stay in line with the surrounding text. P greater than visit our href equals slash about, then about page slash A for more information. Less than slash P. Self-closing elements such as MEG, input, or BR do not need a closing tag and should simply appear on their own line at the appropriate indentation level. Figure. imgesrc equals photo.jpg alt equals a landscape photo greater than fig caption greater than a beautiful landscape, less than slash fig caption. Slash figure. Combining comments and indentation for professional code. The real power of combining comments and clean indentation appears in larger HTML files. Consider a complete page structure that brings together everything you have already learned: semantic tags, heading hierarchy, and now comments with indentation. Less than doc type HTML. HTML lang equals on greater than head. Meta charset equals UTF-8 greater than title my blog slash title slash head body. Less than site header, logo and main navigation greater than header. H1 greater than my blog slash H1 greater than nav ul. Lia href equals greater than home slash a slash li. Lia href equals slash articles greater than articles slash a slash li. Lia href equals slash contact greater than contact slash a slash li. Slash ul. Slash nav. Slash header. Less than end of site header greater than. Less than main content area greater than main bot section. H2 greater than featured article slash H2 greater than article. H3 greater than understanding semantic HTML slash H3 greater than P greater than semantic HTML helps browsers and assistive technologies understand your content. Less than slash P slash article slash section slash main. Less than end of main content area greater than. Less than site footer greater than footer. P and copy 2024 my blog, all rights reserved. Less than slash p slash footer. Less than end of site footer greater than slash body slash html. This example is immediately readable. Any developer joining the project can scan the comments to navigate the file, understand the structure at a glance, and locate any section they need to work on without reading every single line of code. The link between indentation and debugging. Clean indentation is not just an aesthetic preference, it is a practical debugging tool. When a closing tag is missing or misplaced, proper indentation makes the error immediately visible because the visual hierarchy breaks down. If you notice that your indentation becomes misaligned, it is often a sign that you have an unclosed tag or a structural error somewhere above. For example, if you see this section article H3 greater than title slash H3 greater than P greater than content slash P slash section slash article. The misalignment of slash section and slash article tells you immediately that the closing tags are in the wrong order. The correct version is section article H3 greater than title slash H3 greater than P greater than content slash P slash article slash section. Code editors and automatic formatting. Most modern code editors such as Visual Studio Code offer extensions and built-in tools that can automatically format and indent HTML code. A widely used tool is Prettier, which can be configured to automatically apply consistent indentation and formatting rules every time you save a file. Using such tools in a professional environment is strongly recommended because it eliminates style inconsistencies between team members and ensures that every file follows the same conventions. However, relying on automatic tools should not replace understanding the underlying principles. A developer who understands why indentation matters will write better code even without automation. and will be able to read and understand any codebase, even those without automatic formatting. Summary of key points. HTML comments use the syntax less than, comment text, greater than, and are never displayed by the browser. Comments are useful for explaining code, marking section boundaries, temporarily disabling blocks, and communicating in a team. Never include sensitive data in HTML comments, as they are visible in the browser's page source viewer. Indentation visually reflects the nesting hierarchy of HTML elements. Each child element should be indented one level deeper than its parent, using a consistent number of spaces, commonly 2 or 4, or tabs. Clean indentation makes code easier to read, navigate, and debug. Combining semantic tags, correct heading hierarchy, meaningful comments, and clean indentation is the foundation of professional-grade HTML code. These two practices, comments and indentation, may seem simple, but they reflect the mindset of a professional developer, writing code not just for the machine, but for the humans who will read and maintain it. In a full-stack web developer context, where you will be working on front-end and back-end files across multiple languages, these habits become second nature and will save considerable time in the long run.